Good morning, KC. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have your latest in tabloid trash. A new Taylor Swift song dropped yesterday.
Yep. I'm distracted because I'm having a real life things we can't make up right now.
What's happening, honey?
Well, I grabbed some hand lotion out of my purse really fast, and all I grabbed was my foot lotion instead of my hand lotion. I'm like, well, whatever, it's lotion. Well, it's extra creamy, and I couldn't get my headphones on. I'm sitting over here, and they're like falling out of my hands, and I can't get them. They're really not in my ears all the way right now.
I think we're having one of those days. It's like, it's like everything's going wrong.
I can't turn my knob up.
Oh, my knob.
Thank God it's Friday.
All right, okay. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to play our birthday game, and we changed it up a little bit. This is pretty cool. We're going to announce a month around 7:20.
Right, and if you were born in that month and you're the first person to call, then you automatically win tickets to see Ed Sheeran at Arrowhead Stadium next October 2018.
Now, remember, though, we're going to get your identification. We're going to find out exactly what it is. You can't go, oh, I'm going to call and tell them that. No, we'll know exactly what
happens. Yeah, in order to pick up your prize, you got to prove it. And the cool thing is that when you play the birthday game, you automatically win Z-Trip and Tresemare, and then we'll give you a chance to win $93.
That'll be shortly after 7. We just can't make this up.
Brought to you by The Village at Briarcliff. Their annual holiday lighting ceremony is November 11th from 3 to 6 p.m., and there will be all kinds of fun activities, and it will help benefit the Veterans Community Project.
I'll be there.
All right, so this is when we have no time, and we just go online and debate things. Someone's coworker brought in macaroni and cheese for a potluck yesterday, but it was just plain noodles that had some shredded cheese on top and wasn't even completely melted. And now the internet is just on fire debating whether or not, does it really count as macaroni and cheese?
It is technically. That
noodles.
Makes me upset.
Well, that's what mac means, macaroni.
Mac and cheese.
And it has cheese on it. So technically it is mac and cheese.
That's noodles with a layer of cheese on top of it.
But it's a macaroni noodle.
You guys ever had lobster mac and cheese?
We're fighting in here.
So good.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we all get mac and cheese today?
Stop it. I'm hungry.
What's the mac and cheese you get in Westport?
McCoy's.
McCoy's. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and you can add, like, mushrooms and chicken and broccoli. Stop it.
Okay,
so would you trust this app? It's called Nude.
Nude?
It's the sexiest app ever. It could save you from eternal embarrassment. Using some magical machine learning, Nude scans your phone for all of those naked selfies and automatically stores them in a private vault after deleting them from your camera roll and cloud services like iCloud and Google Photos. Nude will either scan in the background as your camera roll gets updated with new images or once you manually open the app. And you can only gain access to those photos if you can verify your identity using your device's built-in fingerprint sensor or PIN number. And it will even use your front-facing camera to take an image of anyone trying to break into your device to see your nude photos.
Sounds like they're getting your nude photos.
I feel like that's a good way to get your nudes leaked.
Exactly.
There's a little thing called data capture where this app will store all of your nudes. That's outrageous. Just don't take a picture of yourself naked.
Seriously, in this day and age, don't ever, ever take a picture of yourself naked. And there's a 33-year-old woman in London. Her name is Emma, and she did the online dating thing, met a very handsome dude named Ronnie.
Hey.
But it turned out she was being catfished. After she talked to him for 6 months, even said, I love you, she found out that Ronnie, air quotes, was really a 53-year-old man named Alan. She was really upset, and she decided to do an image search to figure out whose photos is this person that he was using to fake her out. Well, it turned out to be a male model in Turkey. She contacted this guy, went to him, explained what happened to her. They started talking. They decided to meet. They fell in love.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
We just can't make this up. KMXV, Kansas City.
Let's go.
Transmitting live from the heart.